Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of 24/7 Sports. Powered by Taylor Construction Equipment. Whether you're looking to rent, lease, buy, or for service, contact Taylor Construction Equipment today at taylorconstructionequipment.com or call 662-446-1048. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Dennis.
That would be a little weird.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting name.
I drove past Dennis earlier this year.
You did?
Yeah, when I went up to Media Days. I took this weird route. I ended up going up 25 past like Belmont and Iuka into Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before.
So, there you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. Just go to strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. And don't forget, that is a Bulldog Initiative business. And, you know, judging by all the times that I saw the words Bulldog Initiative tonight on the backdrops, the MSU wants you donating into that. So why don't you help them out with a purchase from strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. College Corner and collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Hope you're able to take advantage of their great Cyber Monday sale. There'll be holiday specials throughout the next month, and I'll be tweeting out some links to some great merchandise for you to check out at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. When you are talking about a great meal in this town, you're talking about Restaurant Tyler. For lunch, for dinner, or for Sunday brunch, the best in town is there. When you're talking about a great lunch, a great blue plate here in the South, you just can't go wrong at Restaurant Tyler. Tremendous selection of meat and veg and the best cornbread in the state. It's right there at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They are here to serve you. Building a strong relationship with your community bank, it's important. It's just as important as shopping locally and eating locally. We tell you to do that stuff all the time. Now we're telling you it's important to bank locally as well. And if you live in Central Mississippi, there's a Priority One near you. Go online to PriorityOneBank.com to find the location nearest you. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. We have just returned from the... First of all, it was cold outside. The whole time we were at this event... The introduction of Coach Jeff Lebby. And first off, I want to give a huge amount of credit to Mississippi State. I have never seen an event like that before. Normally it's pretty standard. It's pretty formulaic the way they do these things. This was totally different than anything we've seen before. I thought it was really, really cool. The whole time we're out there, I'm like, why are we out here? We could be doing this in the hump. We could be doing this anywhere. And then you see the fireworks at the end. I was like, okay, now I get it. I get it now. I get it.
I'll tell you what it was.
Yeah.
It wasn't Mississippi State.
It was not.
And I don't mean that in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
This is Mississippi State doing exactly what we've said they need to do, and that's be something else. Because
mm-hmm.
Mississippi State has I talked to some people in the athletic department tonight,
mm-hmm.
and I told them, you know, Brian and I have been critical of you guys before, and some of them have heard that criticism. We've had those conversations with them before.
Hopefully they've learned from it.
And I told them, you know, we will be critical, but I promise you, when you're doing something right, we'll be your loudest supporters. Mm-hmm. We will be the people that give you the most praise.
Right.
Because that's how we are. We're fair. We will tell you if you're doing something right. We'll tell you if you're doing something wrong. We're not here to be negative just to be negative.
Right.
And what they've done the last 2 days is completely transition out of the poor old Mississippi State that everybody has always talked about.
Mm-hmm.
This is an administration, and it's not just Zach Selman and Joey Bailey and Terry Prentice, which all three of them have been exceptional so far. It's all the other people that have been here before. They've had a lot of restraints taken away from them.
Yes.
Spencer McAnally.
McAnally.
Brandon Langua. Those guys are doing a great job behind the scenes. Spencer set up everything tonight. Yeah. He and Joey Bailey, I think, were in charge of that. The setup was incredible. The wireless cameras following the Keenum and Selman and Levy into
something that you and I would have come up with. That was straight out of the WWE.
That was Stone Cold Steve Austin coming to the ring.
They should have had the glass break.
Yes. That's what that was. And I mean, that's what big time looks like. That's showtime. That's what Mississippi State is doing right now. They're putting on a show. This is how you get people to buy season tickets.
They've taken off the handcuffs.
Yes.
All right.
You could have been doing things like this all along. Mississippi State is not poor.
Right.
Mississippi State is not, I mean, it's a rural location. You can do that stuff here.
It's a $100 million, you know, athletic department.
Yeah. They just haven't been doing it, but now they're doing it.
And
there's a lot of little details that I think you're going to see over time. They've done a lot of reaching out to former players, trying to evolve that M Club and things like that. They invited a ton of them tonight to this event to come sit out there in the black chairs. And the event itself was first class. It was like a pro show. I mean, it didn't feel like a college event.
Agreed.
And the last 2 days, it's been that way. I love it.
It's great.
It's putting football first, and it's saying we want to compete in the SEC.
Correct.
I love it.
And so now Jeff Lebby has been introduced as Mississippi State's 36th head football coach. The contract, Robbie, you have a copy of it there. 4-year deal, $18.4 million total compensation, and then a big number of incentives. Robbie and I, we were agreeing with Bud Elliott from CBS Sports earlier. These incentives aren't big enough.
Yeah,
it's $1 million to win the national title at Mississippi State. That should be like $20 million.
Yeah,
like, just put it.
So people are going to get upset about what he said, but I mean, you know, like $100,000 to make the SEC. You've only been to one SEC championship ever.
Yeah.
Bump that up a little bit.
Should be bumped up a little bit.
Yeah.
So here's what the most refreshing.
Win it, you get 250. That's a lot of money, but I mean,
yeah.
I'd give a coach $1 million. You're going to pay that anyway.
I was having a discussion with Joel Coleman. We were like, so broken down by year, it's $4,510.
Yes.
$510,000 a year, right?
Yeah.
Like, Joel was just like, why couldn't they just give him 4.5 and give me that 10? It's like, do you know how much that would change? I was like, I agree, man. People who have money don't realize how much $10,000 is.
It's like, you know, if you gave me, you know, $50,000 he could get as SEC Coach of the Year,
yeah,
I could do a lot with that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty
I could do a lot with
so,
that.
So here's what I thought I liked the best from tonight. After all these months with Arnett, and God bless him, I can't wait to see Zach Arnett coaching football next year and screaming at people. I'm going to be like, thank God.
Because you know this was just kind of miserable for him.
But after all months of him just sitting
like he deserves some props for handling that situation.
He did the best he could, I guess.
Yeah.
What I would say is though, after all these months of him just sitting up there and just like giving us these robotic answers, I felt like Lebby spoke from his heart.
Yeah.
I felt, you know, he didn't have any notes. He was just up there talking. And it felt like he, you know, was really believing what he was saying. Was it coach speaky? Yeah, of course it was. He's a coach. But it felt like it was really his message and some of those things. So that's something I really, really enjoyed more than just about anything else.
Well, it's a guy that has been on the fast track to being a head coach. It's, again, you know, like kind of what I said a couple of days ago or yesterday. You know, without this Art Briles stuff that's happening, his connections there, this guy would have been a head coach 2 or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. I think. That people, you know, have kind of been leery of that, and I get it. But he is built to be a head coach. That there was no doubt that eventually he was going to be a head football coach. He is made for this. And you can kind of see that in people. Whenever they get up there and start talking, you can see that they are built to be a head coach. And I think, you know, we've the problem is we've seen it before with Joe Moorhead. he's gotten up there. He said all the right things. He's killed the press conferences, and he didn't do it on Saturday.
Right.
That's what people are going to be watching for. Is he another Jim Moorhead? Or is he
another Dan Mullen?
Dan Mullen.
Yeah.
For Mississippi State. Or, as I say, is he better?
Yeah.
You don't know. That's why this is a coin flip.
Yeah.
But as Zach Selman said, he was the right guy for Mississippi State right now. He is the perfect guy for Mississippi State. It's why I said weeks ago during the Southern Miss game, whoever it is that Mississippi State hires, it needs to be somebody that's going to bring some juice to this fan base and bring an exciting offense to Starkville. And that's what he's doing. You've seen the Bulldog Initiative is starting to explode. They're really pushing this Showtime thing where it's going to be exciting offense. They're going to score a lot of points. That's what gets people in the seats. That's what gets people excited. That's what gets people giving money to the university. And that's why I say that I agree with what Zach Selman said. He is the right man for this job right now.
I got one question in with him, and I thought it was an important one because I always wonder with head coaches, you know, I felt like Arnett made a huge mistake last year giving away the defense.
Yeah.
And so I asked Libby about it. He plans to call plays, which I think makes a lot of sense, especially in year one. Take over the play calling and see if you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can do it, that allows you a lot of freedom. And if you can't do it, you figure it out, and then you adjust. And then next year you bring in it, or you tell your offensive coordinator, now we've got to move. He said he is going to bring in an offensive coordinator.
But he's calling the plays.
But he's calling the plays. That's fine by me. Defensive coordinator, he said he wanted a guy with experience who had done it before, which set off in my mentions people saying the word Zach Arnett. Guys, I'm going to say this now. I'm going to say two things right now that have been in my mentions the past couple, about the past week, and we're just going to get them out of the way. One, Zach Arnett is not going to coach at Mississippi State next year or ever again in all likelihood.
That just doesn't happen.
It's just not going to happen. I understand.
He just got fired as a head coach.
He will move on to the next thing. He does not want – would you take a demotion at your job like that?
I feel like people, too many times, like they
get trapped in the maroon and white bubble.
Well, it's not just that. They talk about things like it's a video game.
Yeah.
Like these aren't like these people don't their reality doesn't exist. Like, oh, we can just place this person here, we can do that.
It's like fantasy.
No, these people have, you know, feelings and things. Like, he doesn't want to be in the same building. And Mississippi State doesn't want – that's a distraction.
That's a way to have a divided locker room and things. You got to have new message, new faces. He's out. The other thing is this. People were like – last week with Will Rogers, he puts out that graphic saying, you know, he's saying goodbye in that graphic.
Yes,
but because he doesn't say transfer portal in the graphic, he just doesn't say that. Will Rogers is gone.
Yes.
Will Rogers has played his last snap of football for Mississippi State. So and let's all move forward from there.
If there were any plans that he was going to come back, I think Jeff Levy would have mentioned that.
Yeah.
We got a quarterback and Will Rogers.
He was asked about quarterbacks tonight.
He has an open invitation to stay. No, he said tonight they are going to attack the transfer portal for a quarterback.
And that's how it should be. A couple of guys. If Will Rogers was going to stay, Jeff Levy would have been like, well, it doesn't hurt to have the all-time, you know, this guy who's going to be the all-time leading passer in college football history when I get done.
Yeah.
You know, he would have mentioned Will Rogers is gone. So let's – Arnett and Rogers are gone. Let's all move forward from there.
That being said, need that. I mean, it's kind of time to move on.
It is time for Mississippi State, more than anything, needs a fresh start, needs to get new messaging, new faces in. You're seeing that in the athletic department. You saw it tonight with the way they handled this ceremony and this introduction. Mississippi State is turning a corner. They are turning a page. They are leaving the past behind. The poor old state mentality is they're trying to leave it behind. We made a comment tonight. We talked about it before we started the show that the Banner M is gone. It's gone in almost every place it can be. I mean, I think if Selman could go up there and pull it off the stadium right now, he would.
That's a Selman thing, by the way.
It's completely a Selman. And if you listen to them talk, they say state all the time. They don't say Mississippi State. They say state.
And remember how we were told last year that's
told.
Such a stupid thing.
Yeah.
You can't market that. Well, Zach Selman's marketing it well, and people are giving to the Bulldog Initiative, buying state script everywhere. It's all over the place. People are talking about how cool the uniforms look. Looks like it's working. And this guy's pretty good at his job, and he agrees with us. So maybe, you know, you don't have to have a marketing degree. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. So,
but yeah, he is kicking the banner into the curb.
It's gone. Yeah,
and Lebby, all he says is state.
Yeah, I got the impression with Lebby two things: that A, he's got some of his staff locked in already. That we'll probably start seeing some announcements. Not today, maybe, but by Thursday, Friday, you see some guys. And of course, you know, we'll see if anybody sticks around. And then the way he answered the question about quarterbacks, saying I have a good feeling we'll get who we need. I get the feeling he's already got some ideas of who that's going to be. Now, is that going to be Dylan Gabriel? That name has been brought up, the guy who was the Oklahoma quarterback this year. I know at Oklahoma there is a strong desire to move on to their five-star freshman, Jackson Arnold.
Yeah.
Is it going to be KJ Jefferson? That name has been tossed around. That, you know, and I think that'd be an incredible story for KJ to come home for his senior year and be successful at Mississippi State. And if
I would shoot for some higher,
I would too, but
stars.
At the same time, man, if you tell me that I can get KJ Jefferson from 2022 in there.
Yeah, but
I don't know if I can.
Is the offense going to be like that? Because Kendall Briles, while they have some of the same principles, his offense is a little different.
Mm-hmm.
So, no doubt. I don't.
But he has the arm to make those big throws.
He does, but that's kind of what they forced him to be, a thrower this year, and he wasn't comfortable.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, but what I'm saying is,
He wasn't terribly accurate.
He wasn't good this year, but the previous 2 years he was great.
But they were rounding around his strengths, which was a lot of zone read.
Think that if Jefferson ended up being the guy, that Lebby is smart enough. God, I hope. I'm not going to go through this lose somebody else's way thing again.
Yeah.
But I would think that he'd be like, okay, we got to tinker with this and make
maybe
it
so.
Work. I don't
maybe
know.
So.
That's just a name to watch. Today in the transfer portal, a couple of big time quarterbacks jumped in there. Will Howard, the quarterback from Kansas State,
he would be a good one in this offense.
He was automatic. I forget who it was that tweeted about him, but said, "Watch Mississippi State with him, Jeff Lebby. The system would be perfect. 6'5", 242 pounder, but he rushed for 400 yards. Let me get the actual stats up here. Rushed for nearly 400 yards this year and 9 touchdowns, threw 24 touchdowns to 10 picks. Only completed 61% of his passes, so maybe that number is a little low. But
completion percentage isn't like a huge indicator in this offense either.
That's
like
true. Because you take so many shots.
A lot of shots down the field.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm so used to Leach.
Yep.
Wanting about 70%.
Yep.
And so I got to break my mind to that. You know, 61, 62, 63% is not terrible.
That would be a guy that would be really interesting. Obviously if Dylan Gabriel is interested in playing college another year, mm-hmm. that would be number
That's
one
best
to me.
Choice, yeah.
To me, right now. Because there's going to be other guys in her. But Dylan Gabriel would obviously be your number one. He's mm-hmm. played in the system his entire career, basically, at this point. And he and Jeff Lebby are extremely close. Recruited him out of high school, developed him a little bit at UCF, coached him and developed him at Oklahoma. He's put up a ton of yards in this kind of offense. He would immediately change your opinion on Mississippi State next year mm-hmm. because he is going to bring weapons with him.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to say, it's just like Ole Miss. I mean, people don't want to be compared to Ole Miss, but we are now in that realm. This is the kind of offense that Ole Miss is going to run, where it attracts really good playmakers from the portal. You're going to get wide receivers. You're going to get quarterbacks. You're going to get running backs. Those guys want to play in this offense because it's such a good scheme. And I think that with a guy like Dylan Gabriel, just like with a guy like Jackson Dart, and they had two Spencer Sanders and Walker Howard behind him, so wide receivers want to play with that. That's what you'll get in the portal this year. If Dylan Gabriel is your quarterback or somebody of that ilk, you're going to get some really good wide receivers with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably need a legit running back too, I think.
Yeah. No doubt. But, I mean, I think in this particular offense, Seth Davis could be a real weapon.
He could, but you need another guy.
You need another guy.
And he's
you know what you need?
He's probably got a torn ACL.
Oh, you think?
So, yeah, I think that's going to be another you know, 7-8 months.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem then.
That's what I'm hearing, is ACL or some kind of knee related. But he'll be back for the season. But
he got screwed so bad on that play call.
Yeah, terrible play call and terrible execution.
And he gets hurt, yeah.
They didn't block. They ran it straight into the defense.
Yeah, I, you know what? Let's leave that behind.
This is a new day.
It's a new day. It's a new day. Yes, it is.
I miss Big E.
He'll be back eventually.
Will he?
I think so. So, Levy said, you know, these next 3 days are very crucial to him getting to know his roster. Said he said by the end of tomorrow, or I guess as you're listening today, he will have spoken to every one of Mississippi State's commitments and a ton of their targets as well. I'm sure one of them here in Starkville has his attention quite a bit. He did say that, you know, he hopes to have most of the September roster, most of his September contributors, be here in January. He said that being here in the summer will put people behind. They need to get them here as quickly as possible. So a guy like J.J. Harrell, who you know is going to be an early enrollee, I mean, he's going to have – we knew last year, or we knew during the season, that J.J. Harrell was going to be a guy who's going to be a contributor this year. And when I say this year, I mean 2024. That's definitely the case now in this offense. State, and he said he thinks he had some pieces. You know, Tulu, I'm just looking at a tweet here. Tulu, Xavion, Creed, Justin Robinson. Say what you want about Justin Robinson. The guy has potential.
He has talent.
And then when you bring in a guy like J.J. Harrell, that's a good core to work with there. If you can get Stonka Burnside back in, this other kid, Mario Craver, who looks like he's going to commit. I mean, these are talented receivers. So you've got some pieces there to work with. You just got to find the trigger man for that. And that's, you know, like you said, in this offense with Jeff Lebby, at least one good quarterback is going to say, I can go down there and throw for 3,500, 4,000 yards and you know, be a star. Why would I not want to take advantage of that?
Yeah, so, no, it's going to be a great offense to sell. There's no doubt. I mean, you're going to be able to get quarterback. And he was super confident in that, too.
Yeah,
like he had no concerns.
Like
saying,
I said,
we're going to have guys
to the point where I'm almost thinking he's already talked to somebody and said, "Hey, let's get this done."
You know who I think is going to be a stud in this offense? Kamario Taylor.
Okay,
from Noxubee. It's almost like, you know, similar to Will Rogers. Remember when Will Rogers was signed with Moorhead and like the Leach stuff came out? The first thing I said was, "This is huge for Will Rogers."
Yeah.
Because he walked right into an offense that fit him perfectly. I think that's going to be the case with Kamario Taylor, too. I mean, that dude can – I don't think people know the type of talent that kid is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's super raw right now, but he is Jason Campbell, basically.
Okay.
Somebody made that comp not too long ago, and when I go back and watch some Jason Campbell, I'm like, wow, that was spot on.
Yeah.
He's another Jason Campbell, and I think in this offense, he could absolutely star in it. Doesn't have to move around. He's not a runner, but he's elusive enough, and he can run a little bit to where it's not going to be like he's not going to be a statue back there. And he can make just about every throw. He can drop it in a bucket. He can throw it 40, 50 yards if you need him to. The dude is a stud. And if you're in Oxford this weekend or watch the state championships, please watch him play. Because I promise you, that guy can absolutely go, and he will be in this offense. I think he'll be a guy that can really make those throws Jeff Lebby wants you to make. Lebby wants the ball thrown down the field. He wants a ton of shots.
Somebody else said they wanted that too.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's a new day. It's a new day.
A couple of different coaches.
A couple of different coaches there. Any final thoughts here on what we saw here tonight before we change topics here?
I just really feel like, you know, It feels like you get this jolt anytime you get a new coach.
Absolutely.
And that's definitely what we're seeing here, but this feels a little different, and not just like a Jeff Lebby thing. Mississippi State's athletic department feels like it is saying enough with this. We're not going to be bottom of the SEC anymore. We're going to compete in this league. We're going to show people that you can win here. We're going to up the production value. That's just what it feels like.
Yeah.
And, you know, I talked to Zach Selman tonight, mentioned, you know, the production and everything is awesome. He said, that's Joey Bailey. Mm-hmm. She sets it all up, and he gets out of the way. So he's hired some really good people. And his vision for Mississippi State is a lot different than the vision that we've seen from previous athletic directors here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I would agree with that 100%. All right. Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. Looked like Coach Lebby put away a steak. That's a big dude.
Yeah, he could house it.
Like,
he's an offensive lineman.
I get it. I just like, you know, wearing a pair of size 16 custom-made cowboy boots tonight, too.
Oh, and when I told you last night he was a former offensive lineman, you were sold because you said offensive linemen are good coaches.
Offensive linemen make the best coaches. You know why? We're the smartest.
Yeah.
We also make great podcast hosts. Me, T-Bob Hebert, Cole Kublik. I mean, it's, you know.
You're not wrong.
You know. So there you go. And we all like steak. Everybody I just listed, big steak eaters. Big time. So, why don't you be a steak eater this weekend? It's time to grill up a steak this week. Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, sorry, you started laughing. I was like, do we get a text? And we're going to do this again?
No, there was
So many people. Like, there was a
tweet.
The text?
There was a tweet of Clay Travis and his kids front row at Raw with standing next to Jelly Roll, mm-hmm. as Jelly Roll was staring down Dominic Mysterio.
Wow! Was Clay wearing like a really tight shirt? Was he showing off his? Oh my God! Look at that guy. Is that Brandon Walker behind him?
I don't know who that guy is.
I don't know who that guy is. Anyway, beef. It's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Let me get out of that one. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. I got to get to Two Brothers this week. I can't do it today because I'll be down in Jackson for the con early, but sometime this week. Robbie, what day do we want to go to Two Brothers? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, we got to I have a person that we need with us.
What's this?
I promised him that we would get lunch, and he is down for – I don't need to – we don't need to –
We don't need to out him?
We don't need to throw him to the side. He deserves our attention.
Well, send me a text with his name in it so I can see it right now. But
it is a.
I mean, I trust you. You know,
he may or may not hold the all-time hits record in the SEC.
Ah, yes.
Just a little inside.
Antoine Duplantis.
There you go.
Yeah. You tell him I said that too. Yeah, be happy to talk with our friend the mayor. And you should be happy to go to Two Brothers anytime you want because it's just so freaking awesome.
Antoine Duplantis.
You like that?
What about Mondo? What was it? Was his brother named Mondo or something?
I don't remember. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else I could have thrown out there that would have been funny. Thomas Dillard or something like that.
Oh, man.
Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the home of smoked Southern soul food and a Bulldog Initiative business. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. Guys, 49 years, nearly a half century of customer service. That is getting it done. That is how you know when you buy a product from Advantage Business Systems, it is going to be taken care of if things go badly. So give them a call. It's worry-free business. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. The Rogue and the Collegiate Collection at The Rogue. Guys, we just said it. It's a state takeover. If you've got Banner M stuff, that is going the way of the dinosaur. So this holiday season, get new clothes from The Rogue. Their Collegiate Collection is stocked full of state script, interlocking MSU and M over S, the logos that you're going to be seeing on this campus going forward. Don't live the three-stripe life. Shop at The Rogue. So, a little new, you know, I got to do a little Sherlock Holmes here, man, a little deduction. The ESPN tonight released some SEC schedule games for 2024. And one of those games is Texas at Texas A&M on my birthday next year, November 30th. That's a Saturday. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been saying for a while that I thought that might move to Thanksgiving night. I think the Egg Bowl is going to remain on Thanksgiving.
Egg Bowl is going to stay.
So we will be in Oxford for Turkey Day next year, if I had to guess. Interesting games here. Listen, there's some good games next year. August 31st, so that's week one. Won't be week zero. Miami at Florida. Notre Dame at Texas A&M. Ooh, that's getting it started right.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that game.
Yeah. Texas A&M at Florida in week 3. Tennessee at Oklahoma, week 4.
Texas A&M has almost their whole schedule listed so far.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Here it is, the big one. Georgia at Alabama, September 28th.
Ooh, that is going to be awesome. So,
and we already know, by the way, for Mississippi State, their first 3 games are non-conference games.
Yes.
Michael Borky made a good point today. Whatever the over is for Mississippi State versus Eastern Kentucky,
It. Levy's going to want to bring it
they
all.
They may score 80 points.
Well, you remember, I hate to compare, but Moorhead, they played Stephen F. Austin or something. They scored like 60-something points.
It's going to be like that.
He's going to want to show everything off.
Show off. And you talk about getting a good crowd for an FCS game, coach's first game.
Yeah.
So.
This team next year, they need that, those first 3 games to be those non-conference, to kind of build some.
Yeah. So, Alabama at Tennessee, actually on the third Saturday in October. Oh, my goodness. So, on the third Saturday next year, we get Alabama at Tennessee and Georgia at Texas.
Ooh.
Please let State be on the road. Please let us be
on
the road.
It never works out that way.
I want to be able to watch those games. LSU at A&M on the 26th. November 9th is the big one, Alabama at LSU. Texas at Arkansas, November 16th. Alabama at Oklahoma, the week before the Iron Bowl? Oh, yes!
Yeah, this is going to be great.
Great. And then Texas at Texas A&M on November 30th. So rivalry weekend will be November 30th, which is my birthday. So that'll be my 49th birthday. I'm a year behind Advantage Businesses.
You're hanging on tight to your 40s.
The grip is hanging on by a thread. The grip is slipping away from me. There is there any other games that they list here? Florida is at Tennessee on the 12th of October. That's a good game there. So the last month for Alabama, I don't know who they play on the 16th of November, but on the 9th they play LSU. On the 23rd they play Oklahoma, and on the 30th they play Auburn.
Interesting.
Normally Alabama, sort of coasts into the end there. That's fantastic.
It's going to be tough for anybody to have a easy schedule.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. But at the same time, you look at your Mississippi State, you have to play Georgia next year. That's tough. But no Alabama, no Auburn, no LSU, that's fine by me. So, basketball, tonight, Mississippi State and the SEC-ACC Challenge. Mississippi State at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, or maybe not a week, a week ago, coached by a former NBA star and Arizona Wildcat and national champion, Damon Stoudemire is the head coach there. Bulldogs now on the season.
What's the spread on that?
Let's see if I can find it. Normally they don't put those things out until the day of. So let's see if it's out already. College basketball. Of course. Bovada, why do you hurt me like this, man?
Stephon's Bears won.
They did. Congrats. I saw it. He's up at the he's still at the SEAL building watching that. All right here. So yeah, they don't have the lines out yet. It'll be out tomorrow.
Georgia Tech's not good.
They're not great. Yeah. So on the season, Georgia Tech, they lost by 3 to UMass Lowell. Then they lost most recently this past week on Wednesday to Cincinnati by 35. And their 2 wins, they have beaten Georgia Southern by 21 and Howard by 3. So, yeah, that's not a great-looking team. Mississippi State now ranked 21st in the country. Men and women both ranked 21st. Who loses
first? I would say the women until they did what they did.
Sunday. Let's talk about that just a little bit. You told me that you thought that was going to be a dangerous game for Mississippi State and they against Tulsa, right? Mm-hmm. And they absolutely pounded the Golden Hurricane.
Well,
take that, Bunky Perkins.
They run the floor. They're very fast paced.
Yeah.
One thing I've found is these teams that try to run like that, it brings something out of Mississippi State. That is their game. So, maybe the state should start running more. Because
and this is
Creighton
this game
did
was
this
no
last
Jessica
year.
Carter.
No Jessica Carter.
And no Sam Purcell.
Creighton did this to State last year, and State was just bombing threes, really locking them up defensively. It's like that's their game.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get in the half court and they get slowed down, they really struggle. So, I mean, maybe State should be switching to that. But that was an impressive win. I mean, they scored 100 points. They won by 42, mm-hmm. I think. And it was really impressive. This Wednesday is a huge game. They're playing Miami, who's undefeated and was in the Elite Eight last year, and they lost the Cavender Twins, who were a big loss for them for their social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
But still a good team. They got a lot of transfers. That's going to be at the Hump. So that you're playing a good Power 5 program at the Hump on Wednesday night. Should have a good crowd there, I think.
Yeah.
Great crowd on Saturday.
Yeah.
For the men.
Yeah.
Or Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Friday at like 1 o'clock last week.
Big crowd.
I was there. It was a great crowd.
People are pumped. They're ready to buy back in.
Yeah. I think this fan base has a lot of juice right now.
I agree. All right. So 7 o'clock tip off tonight. Is that 7 Eastern? That's got to be Eastern. Yeah. So 6 o'clock tip off tonight. Our good friend Future Brian will recap that on tomorrow's
I appreciate him for that.
He's a good man. All right. You know what tomorrow is? It's the rumblings. We've already gotten it. We're going to go ahead and give you a little heads up. We're going to take a little inside baseball here. Because I got to travel tomorrow, rather than get up early and try to do this, as soon as I hit stop on this podcast, we are going to record the rumblings. So it is 10:12 p.m. on a Monday. We have enough questions to do a show. If you send me a question after this, it's just not going to get answered. So there you go.
Yeah, so we're technically recording this on Monday.
Monday. But
just so you people know, we're working hard tonight.
Nobody.
We are working really hard.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Got a 9 o'clock dinner.
You did.
I did. All right. Talk to you guys, quote, tomorrow, unquote. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.